Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Don't you love Him tonight? Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're so good tonight, Lord. You're so good all the time. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for being here, Lord. Hallelujah. Did you come to hear from God today?
Yes, amen.
You believe you will?
Yep.
Amen. He's never failed us yet. Amen. A hungry soul comes to the Master, you get fed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even when we don't know what we need, He does. And that's what I'm trusting in tonight. As far as the job thing I got there at the college, my interview was an email. Got an email saying, hey, from my professor, my old professor, do you want to do this? And I sent back, well, I think so. And then I got he said, well, send your resume to this person. So I sent my resume to that person. After about, a week or two, I emailed him back. It's like, just checking on things were going. She's like, oh, yeah, I sent you the hiring papers a few days ago. She should get there anytime. I'm like, well, guess I'm hired. So God is faithful. He's good. Pray for me. You know, just as I told you, I don't know if He's leading me a different direction. We'll see. But for right now, I know what to do. And just want to be found faithful. So if you have your Bibles tonight. 1 Kings chapter 10. In case you're wondering, Dad and I do not collaborate before services on what songs should be sung with what sermons. But God knows how to put it all together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Kings, chapter 10, a story, I'm sure. Brother Branham calls the sermon he preached out of here, the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba, greater than Solomon. I mean, I can't think of how many different titles. It might be the most taken text I think he preached on, so maybe there's something in here we might want to listen to today. So, 1 Kings, chapter 10, we'll start at the first verse. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold, precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom in the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. She said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes have seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continuously before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore he made thee king to do judgment and justice. She gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices very much store, precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as those which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Like to preach tonight on a simple topic, I believe, but the testimony of joy. The testimony of joy. Let's bow our heads together before our King and our Savior. You have a need as we approach the Word. Say, Lord, I believe the Word is what provides for my needs. Amen. God sees your hands and He knows your hearts. Let's all pray. Lord Jesus, we come as humbly as we know how, but Lord, as you told us to come boldly to the throne of grace, because you've redeemed us, Lord. You've paid a price, Lord, and we were that price that you love so much, Lord. And we don't want to turn you down, but we want to come right through the blood, Lord, and say, first, just forgive us and wash us and make us what we ought to be, that we can come right into your presence, Lord, and fellowship with you tonight. I pray, Lord, that the gift that you've put in my life, Lord, may you come and get into that, Lord, and speak to all of us, that it might bring the word into our souls and make us what we ought to be as Christians.
Hallelujah,
Lord, just
hallelujah.
Give us power from on high to live above all the things of the world and to never bring a reproach to your name. If there's any here that need healing, may tonight they receive it. If there's anyone that needs joy, may tonight be their propitiation for joy. Lord, and may all the discouragement of this world be overshadowed by the power of God that meets with us. We commit all of our needs to you, our life. Lord, everything we give to you as a faithful creator, a faithful sustainer that'll take care of us the rest of the way. We love you, Jesus, and we give you all the praise we can. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'm still stuck in Kings, and y'all know where I'm reading the Bible because I keep preaching there. But as I said, Brother Branham's preached on this topic probably hundreds of times if I would actually go look at it. I know one time I was curious what the one he preached the most, and I thought I found the Queen of the South or Queen of Sheba, something like that. But I began to look in this story, and I think most of you caught it. There was a certain verse that really stuck out to me. You know, we talk about Solomon and all the wisdom that he had. And the Bible declares there was no man who had wisdom like Solomon until Jesus got here. And then when Jesus was so far above Solomon, he said, there's a greater than Solomon standing among you. Hallelujah. There's a greater than Jonas. There's a greater than all that's here amongst us tonight. But the Queen of Sheba came. She came trying out the Word of God. She wanted to see if this is right. And if it's right, she was willing to support it, as the prophet said. She brought her money. She brought her time. She brought her effort. And this wasn't just driving down the road somewhere. This was like a three-month journey on camelback. And people want a blessing from God. And what's going to happen is what Jesus said would happen. He said, this generation will rise, and the Queen of the South will rise with it and condemn it. Because she put forth an effort. She cared enough. She sacrificed to go hear the Word. Hallelujah. Why? Because something began to pulsate in her heart. Says, I've heard about it, but I got to see it for myself. Hallelujah. And when she saw it, she didn't just sit back and say, well, that was a good sermon. Wow, that was nice. You ever heard anything like that before? Reminds me, I just had a friend of mine put this on Facebook. I thought it was pretty cute, but speaks a good point. There was a girl sitting on a couch, and she's sitting there on an iPad or something goofing off. And the dad goes up in the room, and the room's dirty. He comes down, you know, he's stomping mad. He comes downstairs, says, hey, I told you to go clean your room. She's like, yeah, I read about it. And he's like, but she's like, yeah, and actually, you know, did you hear the brother, the man come over? And we talked about what it'd be like to have a clean room and all the benefits of having a clean room and what it's going to be like for me when I have a clean room. I'm going to know where everything is, be able to find my clothes and all of that. Oh, it was just so powerful. Getting rebuked yet? Why? Don't do no good to receive all the instruction, to see all the benefits, to understand it up here. It takes a revelation to say, well, then let's go do it. And as the Queen of Sheba said, well, we've heard about Solomon. We can believe the rumors, or we can go find ourselves. You might have heard about this message. You might have thought, well, that's a mighty good thing. Go see it for yourself. First, go listen to it yourself. How about that? God recorded it for a reason. How about we go play it once in a while? And then don't just say, wow, that felt real good. Let it live. Amen. Say, Lord, if you're still God, do the same thing in my life. Amen. One of the greatest disappointments I had when I came to this message is going to so-called message churches. And I don't mean to make a blanket statement like that, because I believe we've got those that are holding up the truth. Praise God. And you ought to be the happiest group of people if you believe you've got men of God that you sit under that hold up the true word of God, because there's a famine in the land and there's thirsty souls and they're looking for what you feed on day in and day out. Don't let it never become stale. It's new every morning. It's fresh all the time. But I went to message churches saying, what is this? Is this all this is? I had this at the First Church of God. We sing a few songs, say some good words, sing them maybe one more, and we go home. Do everything else that everybody else in the world does. Still concerned with the things that they're concerned with. Still worried about Russia. Don't know what's going to happen. Don't really care about who's the president coming up because they're all cannon fodder anyways. Ain't none of them born-again Christians. I'm sorry. You might think a few of them, but that's the worst kind right there. It's going to get quiet on that one, but the closer you get the truth, the worse it is. Amen. I'd rather have a man that I know is a rotten devil than to find out that he's clothed in white clothing and trying to kill us underneath. But the Queen of Sheba, she came to Solomon. She had hard questions. She tried the word. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But when the word comes, receive it. And she did. She said, oh my, there's been nothing like this message. Glory to God. What did she see? First, you read through there. She says, verse 3, for Solomon answered our questions. But then in verse 4, and when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and that's about the further that most of us get, but she saw other things that blew her away. She saw Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants. Good thing the servants actually came to church that day. And the attendance of his ministers. Well, good thing preacher made it too. And their apparel. I guess it mattered what they wore, Brother Rodney. Maybe that ain't some crazy message doctrine after all. Maybe God does actually care. Maybe it does speak more than what we think. Maybe we've let Laodicea tell us it doesn't matter what we wear, what we say, what we... It's what you are in your heart. Now you don't even got to be a boy in your heart. You can be a girl on the outside. It's a delusion. It's what the prophet said. The world is losing its mind. It's not... It makes no sense. God help us to not be influenced by such nonsense.
Right.
Even the Republican Party's figured out political correctness is what's destroying our nation.
Right.
We're all too afraid, tiptoeing around. You know what happens? Nothing. We get nothing done that way. Because in order to do something right, you offend people that want to do wrong.
Amen.
I think Winston Churchill said it. He said, you made enemies good. You stood up for something sometime.
Yeah.
That's right. We all know who Winston Churchill was. Sometimes they use a reference. I know. Well, they don't know what I'm talking about. What's the word? Prime Minister of England, World War II. Verse 4 there. And when the Queen of Sheba seen all of Solomon's wisdom in the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of God. Why? It's just the same for us, brothers and sisters. That's why when I preached on church order, I never told you to keep visitors away because it's just for us. Because just the ascent that we approach the Word of God, the way that we approach a service when there's no big lights flashing everywhere, where it's not on TV, where people don't know what we're doing, we are more sincere than the whole group of them put together.
Amen.
And that speaks. That speaks to the sinner. It says, wait a minute, these people have something that the world ain't got. They've turned the gospel into a show. But when they come to something like this, and it's just, I know I can preach for us, but it's really any message, church. Say it's for truth. We look like a bunch of idiots. Because you're like, well, you ain't making no money on this. That ain't what we're trying to make. We're trying to make souls fit for the kingdom. Because we're not packing, or we're not unloading here. We're packing to get out. Amen. That's why a message came. What was the message? Get out of her, my people.
Right.
Be not partakers of her sins, and I will receive you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. There was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report I heard in my own land of that Acts. Excuse me, I believe not until I came and with my own eyes have seen it. Behold, the half was not told me. What was verse 8? Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand before thee, continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Why did this speak so much to the queen of the south? Is because she was a queen. She had servants. She had people, you know, priests and ministers and all these things. She had church. She had seen so-called preaching. She had seen so-called believers. And they're all, well, I guess we got to do this because it's the right thing to do. Here you go. And everybody's, okay, I'll do it, but I don't really want to. And all of a sudden she gets to Solomon. And all, he's like, hey, I'm thirsty. Boom, somebody's right there. Here you go, King. Here you go. Take a drink. We'll go to church? All right, let's go to church. Didn't have to pull them and tie them and get them to go by. They had something on the inside that said, this isn't just a man. This is God amongst his people. We're living in a golden age. And I got something worth being happy about. Because in the days of Solomon, no enemies rose up against him. Why? They were too afraid. They knew there's a real God there. Why? How do you think she heard about it? How do you think she heard about it? Because all these kings are sending Solomon stuff. I'm like, why are they sending to Israel? It ain't no bigger than Rhode Island. Why are they worried about them? Well, it's because it wasn't them. It was that the God of Israel lived.
Amen.
And he had proved himself through David. But now the kingdom was established in Solomon. Glory to God. And God's proved this message through a prophet. But the kingdom is being established in the bride of Christ. And we ought to be a little happy about it. Glory to God. Why? They had a revelation that though I'm serving a king, though I'm serving a man, though it looks like everyone else, we're different. Because though this is my brother, this is my sister, I can see past that. And this is the kingdom. That's my Lord I'm serving. And it makes me happy. Glory to God. It's not a burden for a Christian to read his Bible. Come on. It's not a burden to pray when you're a Christian. It's not a burden to come to church. And I'm sorry, if you've got to force that in your life, you need something to happen. Because there's something wrong somewhere. I'm not talking temptation and things. You understand that. I'm talking about what you care about. When you read the Word, is it boring? Hallelujah. Come on. Some people act like we got glue on our face, can't even smile once in a while. Told you we already got Velcro on the pews and we got lead in our shoes. That's about right. I'm going to tell you what's the problem. We just ain't got joy.
Amen.
Brother Bray, I remember saw that. I think it was a black sister. Got all excited. She got healed of something. She was having a big fit over there, jumping all around. He said, I kind of condemned it in my heart a little bit. But then all of a sudden, I started getting a victory on me. Before I knew it, I was standing up on the pulpit, jumping around. So I just realized, I think in spirit mind I told him that, if you just had the victory she had, you'd understand. It ain't about being black, white, brown, yellow, gray. I don't care. Once the Spirit strikes you, and you've got the seed of God, and you recognize the word of the hour, that it's for you, and now it is you. It does something to the soul. That says, I don't care how hard life is. I don't care what trials I'm going through. I got joy in my heart.
Amen.
Our testimony, it should be full of joy. We shouldn't be scraping a bottom of the barrel. It should be so full that my cup runneth over.
Amen.
People say, I got the Holy Ghost. And somebody, you know, minister gets saying something real good. And say, it's all right, preacher. That was pretty good. Y'all, I'm sorry, you might know some folks that do that. But see, what happens, that's carnality. Because if you're looking at Jesus, it ain't about that preacher anyways. It's, Lord, thank you for that word. Thank you for once again encouraging me. Thank you for showing me who I am. And it does something to the soul. It gives a real joy. It ain't a bunch of put on. Sheep don't manufacture wool, they make wool. That's just what they do. It just comes out of them. And I'm sorry, you might get your doctrine all lined up with some nonsense quote that you put in the wrong spot. But the Bible says all the sons of God shouted for joy. When John saw redemption, he said, I got so caught up. All heaven heard me saying something. And I made sure the devil heard me down beneath the earth. It's all right to talk to the devil. That's the problem. You sympathize with the devil. Instead of telling him what's up.
Right.
Oh, man, it's just so tired. I'm just having such a hard time. Oh, it's just such a hard road being a Christian. Just got all these trials and lost all my friends. Woozy, woozy me. What does Brother Joel say? Wowsy, the wowsy, wowsy woos. And I'll tell you what,
That testimony will destroy any doctrine you hold. That testimony will never get them to even listen to one tape. Why? Because if you had what you say you have, how could you be sad? Now, I'm not talking happy. A lot of people think happy and joy is really the same thing. No, happy is that little feeling you get when, you know, a puppy dog comes in there and it's real cute and it makes you smile a little bit. I'm talking joy. I'm talking peace. I'm talking satisfaction. I'm talking that, no, it's not all great and I hate Laodicea and that's fine, but I know. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm investing in, and though it happens, I don't care. Because I've got my eyes set like Jesus did right on the cross. I've got my eyes set for the resurrection. And it gives me a joy in my heart. People say they got the Holy Ghost. Read your Bible. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. But I can't smile. Peace, long-suffering, you know, we go on and on. But the second one's joy. Sure, if you don't have love, you ain't got the Spirit either. But if you ain't got any joy in your life, you don't have it. And it's killing your testimony. Eagle stirs his nest. He's talking about the eagle, he says. And she goes up there and well places her nest back into rocks. She feeds her little ones. And one day she decides that she's not going to have her brood to be like chickens. You know, a chicken is a bird just the same as an eagle is, but he's an earthbound creature. Oh, he can flop and fly a little bit, but he can't hardly get his feet off the ground. It reminds me of some of this so-called Christianity we got today. Just enough religion to make you miserable. That's right. Oh, you can say, I got my name on the book, but have you ever soared the heavenly? Now, the chicken knows what the eagle doesn't, knows not what the eagle's talking about, but the mother eagle certainly decided, because she is a real mother, she decided that her babies will not walk like chickens. So what she watches until them that they're fully feathered out. She watches over them, and one day she decides it's time to change the position. I'm so glad that God don't keep us stale. He's got something new all the time. Just one blessing after another. Amen. Glory to God. And you've got to identify that I am not an earthbound creature. I'm not subject to circumstance in this life. I don't care how dark the clouds are. I'm so far above the clouds, I forgot what clouds look like because I'm passing the moon so fast I can't even see it.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's an eagle age, brother, sister, and God's got a new blessing every morning. He's got new mercies every morning. Some of y'all need to believe that and quit living in depression because you did something wrong. His mercy is new every day. What is that like? If somebody come and stepped on my foot on accident, he said, oh man, I'm sorry. I'd forgive him. There won't even be nothing about it. Say, that's all right, man, no problem. What if he came and did it again? And then again, over and over. You know what? Eventually, saying sorry gets old.
Yeah.
But God don't work that way. You see, what does the Bible say? His mercies are new, brand new, every morning.
Yes.
And Jesus already gave the quota. You got to do it at least 490 times before you can complain, right?
Yeah.
And I hope you ain't trying to test his limits, but I think I am the first one to try. But every time you do something wrong, if you're a sincere Christian, you're going to make mistakes. There ain't no getting around it. You've got a body like everyone else. That's the glorious part of the gospel. That's what makes it so beautiful. You know, Brother Alex sent me a quote. I think it's from some Chinese proverb. It says, without chaos, whence cometh heroes? Without chaos, where does somebody heroic, where does somebody that's rememberable show up? The reason Jesus stands out so much more than everyone else is because the condition he walked into was worse than any man's ever faced. He wasn't just going against one person. He wasn't just going against an army. He wasn't just some football guy playing against a team that didn't really matter if he won or lost. He was going against the kingdom of the devil. That if he didn't overcome, the whole world, the whole cosmos, the whole civilization of mankind would die. And we made a mess of it. But he took that. And he overcome. He overcome me. He overcome you. He beat the devil so bad, the devil ran away from him. Hallelujah. And we can't hardly crack a smile. Come on now, you know what it is. It's the pressures of this age you've let creep into your life and steal your experience from you. You forget that you're saved. How about just there? That I'm not going to hell.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm not. I can't. I've been redeemed by the blood. Oh, we hear quotes. When you hear this message, that was from your theophany. Oh, my, that's a mighty good thought. But you're there sitting with a dirty room. Go clean it.
Right.
And recognize that was my theophany.
Yes.
That's a word body that talked to me.
Yes, it did.
And God don't have extras.
Amen.
I don't hear from Brother Dan's theophany.
Right.
I heard from mine.
Amen.
And if I can just recognize, you know, we don't believe in Trinity. That is me.
Yes.
And I'm that.
Yes.
That body and me are the same person.
Right. Amen.
Oh, yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen to this. A trumpet gives an uncertain sound, 1963. I've heard this quote so many times, I think. He said, so he was talking to a minister, probably, he said, around my age or so. He said, you see? He said, I can see your point. He said, you're a man 50 years old. But if you was my age, it'd be different. He was talking about women wearing what they do and doing what they He said, you're just an old man. That's why you believe the way you do. Brother Branham said, he said, wait a minute. He said, I was preaching the gospel when I was 10 years younger than you. And I still believe that same gospel. I found something that takes the place and more joy in serving the Lord than all the things that the devil could manufacture anywhere. It gives a satisfaction.
Yeah.
And that's either right or it's wrong. So brother, sister, if you ain't satisfied, you ain't in the Word. You done took yourself out. Get back in the Word. It's the only thing that'll bring satisfaction. You can listen to the devil all you want, watch all the football you want, watch all the things of the world you want, all the sitcoms, all the debating, whatever you tickles your fancy. It will not satisfy. But just give me one little dip in the Holy Spirit and know that I'm in heavenly places, and it just does something to a Christian.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you know expressing your joy is not a suggestion in the Bible? It's a commandment. Oh, glory. It's out of Nehemiah. Let me just read you a few here. You probably all know this. It's the second part. He says, this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
And people say that joy is, it's just an emotion. You know, you can't base things on joy. I didn't just say joy, like I said, that your puppy dog came home.
Right.
I didn't say joy because somebody gave you $10. I'm saying the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
That's what Jesus said. He said, I give you my joy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, and I'll read to you in a minute, but talking about giving his peace, which that's the point. It all goes hand in hand.
Right.
If I've got real peace with God, how can I not be happy?
Right.
If I've got real peace with God, how can I love?
Right.
Come on now, how can I not want to give it to somebody else?
Right.
That's why the world don't believe the Christian. Because you're trying to convince them of something that looks worse than what they have.
Sure.
So at least they have a good time when they get drunk. You go to church, come home miserable and complain about the pastor.
Yeah.
Come on.
Some of these people, I'm telling you, I don't know why they're even trying to serve God. I don't know what the attraction is. You hate church. You don't listen to the messages. You just sneak TV when ain't nobody around. You talk bad about everybody. And somehow you like this.
Right.
Somehow you want to be identified with this. God help us to never let such a demon spirit, and that's what it is, it's a rotten devil, get in your life and steal your joy away.
Yes.
Amen.
Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always.
Always.
And I say again,
oh my.
Rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore.
Uh-oh. One time.
Not a suggestion, a commandment.
Amen.
Even to win Jesus. Listen to this now. This is actually where I kind of built my thought from. It was in the daily devotion one of the days we were reading there. John 14:27 says this. Let's turn there. That's fine. Let's turn. We can take a little time. Usually I get going so fast, fifth gear, I forget what I was even going to get to. And then have to just say, Lord, bring it back. John 14. But he's faithful. I'm just glad he can take all the pieces and put it all back together. That's right. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard now how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice.
Amen.
Oh my. When I read that, I said, whoa, if you loved me, you'd be happy about this. Why? Because it would show you actually believe him.
Yes.
Because they weren't believing him. What were they saying? You're going to leave us? They got sad. Because they weren't believing anything he just said. He said, I said these things while I'm with you. But once I leave, the Comforter,
amen,
the Spirit of God will come with you, and he's going to bring it all back to you anyways. And it's going to be way better than you trying to keep it up here, because I'll play in your heart, and it'll never leave you, never forsake you, and it'll always come back.
Yes.
Bring all these things to your remembrance that what? The Father puts you in my hands and nobody will pluck them out.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. As the Father sent me, I'm sending you. And if you forget, the Holy Spirit will remind you of it.
Yes.
It'll be better that I leave.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
If you loved me, you were rejoiced because I said I go unto the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you might believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? What is the one thing that pleases God? Faith. If you loved me, you'd be rejoicing right now. Why? Because it would be an outward expression. You really believe what I said.
Amen.
Hey, what about us Christians? What about when God gave you the Holy Ghost? What did he say? You're accepted.
Amen.
Your sins are gone. It's okay to clap, Sister Violet. Praise God. He saved me. He redeemed me. I'm not lost.
No way. Amen.
I believe you, Lord. And it makes me happy. And in case we forgot, and the devil tried to, he built every system he could, but God sent a prophet. And he tore it all down and showed us that we were always there. If you have loved me, you'd rejoice. Glory. Glory. Well, I only can rejoice when I don't have trials.
Come on.
I'll rejoice when things are going good. Brother, sister, how in the world are you going to convince any sinner that you got something they don't got if that's all you can muster? And it goes hand in hand with forgiving. It goes hand in hand with talking back and fighting for yourself. How are you, he said, if you do good to those that love you and hate your enemies, how are you different than a sinner?
That's right.
You're not. That's why you got to die. Because the man won't do that. The man won't rejoice in this age. Why? He wants a better car. He wants a better house. He wants a better job. The women want to be prettier, want to lose weight, or some gain weight, or some want longer hair, some want curly hair, some want straight hair, some want brown hair, some want purple.
Sure.
Why? Because we believed a devil's lie that we could get satisfaction in this world.
Come on.
And it's not there.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not a bonus to rejoice. It's a commandment.
Wow.
It's not extra. It's what God told us to do.
Amen.
You say, well, I don't feel like it. That's the best time to do it. Because it's a testimony of joy. And it speaks so loud, it'll change a heathen queen into a believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen to this. You probably know this quote if you read the Church Age book. Seven Church Ages, the Smyrna Church Age. It said, the cloudy skies and storms of life are no signs God's disapproval. Neither are bright skies and still waters signs of His love and approval. His approval of any of us is only in the Beloved. His love is elective, which He had for us before the foundation of the world. See, and if we really believe that, we'd be blowing the walls up in this place.
That's exactly right.
Hallelujah. Yep. Then why does He love me? Just because.
Yes.
He picked me. Why? I don't know. Actually, I had Tyler Rachel over the other day. It was on Monday. He was talking about this. It's that Israel guy, that preacher, that Pentecostal preacher. I think you all know about him. Came to a few of the meetings. And actually, Brother Ronnie, do you know Israel? Remember we saw him at? Yeah, that's right, at the fishing game or whatever. Boshu. And he was saying, he's like, man, that guy's so sincere. He does things for God. He just loves the Lord, all he knows. And he was saying, Brother Tyler said he was talking to the Lord. He said, why'd you reveal yourself to me? And he can't seem to say it. And he said something. He's like, I didn't necessarily hear, but it just spoke. God spoke to me. He said, election. What a humbling thing. What a humbling thing. It really is. I have nothing to do with this. You don't have nothing to do with this. You'll never have anything to do with this. He chose us. Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And if you believe me, you'd rejoice. If you really love me, because He's not just a thing, He's the Word. And if you believe the Word, if you love the Word,
amen.
You know I chose you.
Yes, sir.
And I plucked you out of the earth.
Yes.
And I redeemed you. To be on my throne with me. Don't try to explain it. Quit faking that way. Brother, sister, you're talking to a man who can be intellectual. I know what it's like. And I've went to those realms of trying to think, how can God just be? Where'd He come from? What does that even mean? Why was He God before anything? And then, how was I there? How does this even make sense? It does it. Because we got little peanut brains that don't really know anything. We really don't. How many follicles are in this carpet? God knows. He tell you right now.
Amen.
What do we know anyways? How tall are you? You say, well, I'm 6'6". No, I'm not. I'm probably 6'5" and 7,000, 800,000 or something. If we'd really zoom in on it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hallelujah. We don't know nothing. That's why He never said, if you love me, you figure me out. He said, if you love me, you'd just be happy because of what I told you. That when the Holy Ghost comes, He'll bring these things to your remembrance. And what's He bringing to the bride's remembrance by the message is her election before the world was.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
What else do you want to hear from God but that you are there? And you're still there and you'll always be with me. Glory to God. What else do we want to know? I don't care if I get sick every day for the rest of my life. Just let me under that revelation.
Amen.
It'll get me through it all.
Yes.
Now you pray for me. I ain't trying to bring temptation on myself. Hallelujah. But I will say this. We've got to take a different attitude to trials. We've got to take a different attitude to persecution. A different attitude toward what we call hard in this life.
Right.
Amen.
And have joy in the midst of it anyways.
Amen.
Look, turn your close there. So Matthew 5. And there's two things that go hand in hand here, so I'm going to read them both. Matthew 5:11. Having church tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Get a little testimony of joy in here.
Yes.
Amen. Matthew 5. Excuse me. Verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sakes, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And if you love me, you rejoice. Amen. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of falsely against you because you did it.
Oh my.
No, against you falsely.
Yeah.
Means you didn't do it.
Amen.
That's right.
For my sake, mope and complain and tell everybody how there's serpent seed. And you're glad that God revealed it to you so you don't even pray for Him anymore. It's not what He told us to do. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward. That's another thing I've said. Oh, let me just finish that. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savior, if the church has lost its joy, how can you salt anyone that doesn't have it? What's the world looking for? They're looking for that. They're looking to have a good night's sleep. They're looking to have peace with God and have peace with the world that they live in. And they can't find it nowhere. Why? There's a famine in the land, according to the Bible, for the word of God. And brothers and sisters are supposed to be trying to find you. Because you're the word that they're looking for.
Amen.
Don't lose the salt. Hallelujah. Great is your reward in heaven. I don't know what it means to get a reward in heaven, but I know if there's anybody I want to get a reward from, it's God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And if you thought that was strong enough, turn to Luke 6 now, where Luke picks up this same thought. Preach me out, that's all right. Keep it coming. I'd rather do this than be bored out of my mind. Amen. Am I allowed to say that?
Amen.
I raked us all so hard on Sunday, I didn't even want to come look at you, but hallelujah. Let me find it. I'll start at verse 22. I think that, no, that ain't right. What in the world? Where am I? Oh, I'm in John. No wonder I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll get there. Yeah, that's right. All right, verse 20, 6:20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, and ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. And we used to, before this message came, not think anything of that.
Right.
But now we know, for the Son of Man's sake.
Yes.
For the sake of recognizing that you now are the representation of the Son of Man.
Amen.
In this age.
Amen.
And when you stand for that principle that the bride literally is the life of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
That is the witness of the coming of the Lord today.
Amen.
People will separate from you.
Yep.
They'll call you crazy. They'll say, that's ridiculous. There's only one God. And you say, well, then which one is it? And they can't figure it out. Because you know what? I hate to break it to your theology, but Elohim, stands for God, is plural.
Yes.
So you go tell a Trinitarian that there's not a Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You can't without the revelation of the Son of Man.
Yes.
That the plurality of God is us.
Amen.
It wasn't just a man. It was a woman.
Yes.
It wasn't just a husband. It was a bride.
Right.
It wasn't just the king. It was the queen.
Amen.
If you love me, you'd rejoice because I loved you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed are men shall hate and separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast you out your name as evil. Because why? A man's just the same as his name. And it's even worse because then they don't even, especially in this day, now they don't need to come find you, know where you live. They got to look up your name on the internet and they can blast your reputation.
Sure.
What do you think has made it harder to get the message out? Because now all you got to do is type in William Branham and you'll get all kinds of nonsense.
Yep.
Why? They took away his name as evil because of the Son of Man's sake.
That's right.
But look what our reaction should be. Verse 23. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. Well, if God healed my leg, I'd leap. He said, if you can recognize that you're being persecuted for the truth.
Amen.
Well, I'm rejoicing in my heart, bro. That's not what he said. He said, rejoice and leap for joy.
Amen.
Well, I'm leaping in my heart. Quit that bunch of nonsense. That's why you ain't getting nowhere, because you're stuck in some formal doctrine that tells us we just ought to sit here and we got the joy of the Lord. It ought to spew out a little bit.
Amen.
I'm not telling you to put on your worship. That's the problem. If you feel like you're putting it on, get something real in your heart that really believes this, and it'll make you leap for joy. A lot more than somebody handing you $1 million. A lot more than somebody fixing all your life's problems, giving you a new car, a new house. It'll do so much more than that. Why? Because I've learned it too. I don't care what house you have, things break.
Yes.
I don't care what car you have, it will rust.
Yep.
That's why Jesus said, quit investing in those things that moss corrupts and rust destroys. Invest in the things that nothing can touch.
Amen.
Glory to God. Leap for joy. Why? For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did the fathers unto the prophets. How in the world did the prophets have reproach for the Son of Man's sake? If Jesus was the Son of Man, he wasn't even alive yet. The revelation of the hour. It was always him. It was him in Moses. It was in David. It was all the way back in Adam. The Son of Man was in him because the Son of Man is God made flesh. A simple little verse there. Yet without this message, it would mean nothing to us. Glory to God. Listen now. Israel and the church. I got some quotes and I'm done with scriptures, I think, tonight. Lord willing, I don't want to say that too much. Israel and the church, number 4, 1953. And I tell you, brother, you take an old church that's dry in its bones and no Holy Ghost in it, no salvation, no divine healing, no power of God, no shouting, no joy. And it's always, that, oh, she done this and he done this and he done this. Sticker, sticker, sticker. What you need is a good old-fashioned outpouring gusher of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Soften up a little bit. Amen. That means so be it. Branham Tabernacle needs a good dose of that too. Amen. That's right. Oh, is that right? Amen. Oh, I'm having a good time up here. My clothes fit me just exactly right, Brother Higginbotham. Yes, sir. My collar's not too big. My shirt fits, just feels good. Even my wife's not here, so I can have a glorious time. Oh, don't tell her, no. All right, but I'm having a good time. You say, you're happy? Sure, I'm happy. How can I keep from being happy and know what I know?
Amen.
Amen. Christ saved me, filled me with the Holy Ghost, give me a ticket to heaven.
Amen.
I'm just having a big time going on saying, come on, all of you. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'll get joy when I get to heaven. I'll have joy when it's all over. Yeah, I understand that we have the down payment.
Amen.
That's right. And I'm going to just read what Brother Bram says here. Jehovah Jireh 1954 says, now, you don't have it in the fullness, but you have it as the earnest of your salvation. If there's no divine healing, there's no resurrection. That's right. If there's no joy here in the Lord, there's no joy there in the Lord.
Yes.
So let's crumble up that doctrine of being cold, stiff, formal, and no happiness and just right out the window where it belongs.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is the strength for the Christian.
Right.
Amen. And if we can't have it now, how is it going to be in heaven?
Right.
We just got the earnest, the down payment. What will it be when we see Him and get the full value of His redemption?
Lord.
Amen. Listen to this. Balm in Gilead, 1961. Now go tell him. He's not coming off that bed. That's thus saith the Lord. He's not coming off the bed. He's going to die on the bed, and he did. So when the messengers come back down to King Ahaziah, he said, Ahab, son. So he said to him, he said, what are you doing back so early? He said, we met a man up there that said, tell you thus saith the Lord. Why'd you send me over there for? Is there no prophet in Israel to consult? Isn't there a God down here in Israel you have to send over there to the heathens? Remember what the king did? He didn't trust his own army, didn't ask God. He went and got another nation to come fight for him. God was not happy about that. And he says this, in other words, ain't there enough joy in the church? Why do you stay home on Wednesday night to watch television? Is there no joy in the church no more? Nothing in your heart that longs to hear the word of God? More than it likes to see We Love Susie? Or everything, whatever the things you stay at home to see? What's the matter? Pastor's never asked me to say this. I'm just telling you the truth. What's the matter with the church? That's exactly what's wrong. If people say, well, our pastor, nothing. You line up with God.
Amen.
And he will have to, or he'll get out. That's right. Let the church line up. That's right. Just stay with the word. Have you lost all the joy? The gospel don't sound to you like it used to? There's something wrong then.
Amen.
That's right. That's exactly right. I said, Brother Andrew, I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. Can you say amen tonight?
Amen.
I know that's true. How am I going to get that? How can I have that in my life? It's not over there in the clouds. It's not in the next revival service. It's already in you.
Amen.
It's already in you. And you watch people, you know, and I don't want to speak against a camp meeting. That's fine and dandy. But too many people have to go from one camp, get recharged. 3 months later, got to do another one because you don't backslid when really you never got anything in the first place. You just got residual off somebody else's experience. Right. You say, oh, I'm going to go be a Christian. No, you're not. Be a man and surrender to God. That's the only way you can be a Christian.
Amen.
That's right. And they go to the next one, and then they get pumped up again, and they go home, and down there it goes again. And you know what? I've heard nominal Christians say the same thing about their camps. So there's got to be something different if we've really got the truth.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Branham says this in the token. What a fitting message to end on. God is your joy.
Amen.
God is your strength. Knowing the message, knowing the truth, that's our sufficiency now. He is my all sufficiency. In Him, all things I have need of is in Him. That's our strength. My help cometh from the Lord. You Christians, look to Him for your joy. Look to Him for your strength. Look to Him for your happiness. He is my peace. He is my joy. He is my love. He is my life. That's a token, or that's a covenant, the token upon the door. Glory to God. Look, if you were in Israel in the time of the blood, when they had to put it on the door, and you were doubting, you wouldn't have no joy. You say, death angel's coming. Actually, there was a scripture I thought I saw. You'd look at the signs of the time and say, well, it's just too hard. It's just too scary. The death angel. Look, the prophet told us the death angel's coming. Prophet Moses said he's coming. The firstborn's going to die. Hallelujah. Prophet of God said, America's finished.
Right, yep.
Prophet of God said, I don't even pray for America anymore.
Right.
And people go one side or the other on that. That don't mean we don't care.
Right.
That don't mean I'm going to hell. I don't know. I hope we can find a few more.
Amen.
But there's no national revival. Not going to happen.
Nope.
It's not. It's just for the bride. And we get so looking at the signs of the times, what happens? We get afraid.
Yeah.
We get just like a little boy sitting there saying, I know the death angel's coming, and totally forgets that there ain't nothing going to touch him.
Amen.
Because his father put the blood on the door.
Yes.
His father applied the token. And he's inside and he's safe.
Amen.
The Bible says this, and I just happened to turn here when I got before to come up here. It's out of Jeremiah 10. He says, hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. But what's the difference? The Christian is not looking at this world falling apart. They're looking at what will come out of this world when it finally does fall apart.
Amen.
Glory to God. Where there isn't no more old age. There's no more temptations. There's no more hurt, no more jealousy, no more pain, no more suffering. It's all over. It's done. There's no more faking joy. There'll be so much joy, I won't know what to do with it. Glory to God, and I'm not waiting to heaven. I got it now because it's just like having a quarter. No, you need $5 now, but $5 to go get some bread. I got more joy. Just the same amount of joy having money in my pocket to get some food as I did having it right in front of me because I got the purchasing power, and God has sent us a token.
Amen.
That no age has had before you. Oh my, we got to start believing that. Paul didn't quite know it like we do. If there's anyone closest, it was him. But we understand what the Scripture says about that. And you go down through the ages, these men, no matter what, there was a fear of death because they had lost what the power of God gave to the church right at the beginning, that Christ is alive.
Amen.
And if He's alive, we're alive.
Amen.
And we can't die because He can't die.
Amen.
And the church stole that. The church stole that from the Christian. The woman, the harlot, the whore, stole it. But God rose up a mighty voice.
Amen.
Said, come out of her, and I will receive you.
Amen.
I'll bring you back. Yes, I'm going to destroy the whore. I'm going to destroy the harlots. I'm going to destroy the whole cosmos, but not you.
Amen.
And the bride, oh, what a special group we are. How happy we ought to be that even when the tribulation comes, we leave.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise His name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let's do what the prophet said tonight. He said, if you need your joy, he's your joy.
Yes.
Let's turn our eyes to him. You all know that song? I'm going to say it's F. You're going to have to go.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Believe it now with all your heart.
Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim.
Yes, Lord.
In the light.
With all your heart. Worship in the spirit. Worship in truth. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, turn your eyes.
What a spirit of praise tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, and look for in his wonderful face.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
thank you so much. Praise your holy name tonight.
Will grow strangely in the light of his glory.
Oh, yes, Lord. You believe his presence is here with us? Oh, just believe it now.
Oh, turn.
All things are possible, Christian. Let the joy of the Lord be in your heart.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Look full in his wonderful face.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And in the things of earth will grow strange.
Yourself to his presence tonight. Yes, Jesus.
And turn your eyes upon.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God in the highest.
Look full in his wonderful face.
Thank you, Lord.
And the
playing that. bow. Let's bow our heads before Him with all your heart. Be as honest with Him as you can. Say, Lord, thank you for the Word. Thank you for the truth. And Lord, I love you. I love you with all that's in me. And Lord, if I love you, you said I'd rejoice because I'm watching your Word come to pass before my eyes. Forgive me, Lord, for looking at other directions and losing joy, losing peace. Lord, I'm coming back. I've turned my eyes to you. I've done what you told me. I'm leaning on your bosom, totally dependent on you, Lord. But I got so much faith in you. It gives me peace. It gives me joy. It gives me happiness. Hallelujah. Just heard this story. Listen now. Feel free to pray and worship God and love on Him all you want. Heard on the radio a man was at the airport. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he was running late. Flight was about to leave. He didn't know he was going to make it there. And he started running. He was hustling. After a while, a man stopped him and said, hey, what are you doing? He said, I got to hurry up to my flight. Just say to San Diego or something. I got to hurry up and get there before it leaves. He said, just calm down. I'm the pilot on that flight. And that plane ain't going nowhere till I get there. And you know what happened? Man could let off the pressure. He didn't have to rush anymore. Why? Because the captain of the plane was right next to him. Don't make the rapture. Don't try to time it out, wonder when it's going to take off, if you're going to miss it. Just get next to the captain. Just get next to the pilot. And know that if it was time, you'd both be in the plane. If it was time, we'd be sitting in the cockpit, firing up the engines and taking off to glory. Just do what Enoch did and walk with God. Walk with the pilot. You'll have all the peace you could ever want. Oh, how close His presence is to you now. Oh, I know you believe that. Let your spirits yield to it. Let the joy of the Lord flood your soul. Let everything of this world, don't even think about it right now. That's the problem. You come to the Lord and you bring up your problems. Don't bring that. Bring up how great He is. Remember the Lord. Remember what He's done. Remember what He's brought you from. Remember what you used to be. And that same God ain't going to quit now. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you need joy, would you lift your hand and say, Lord, I believe it. I believe it, Lord. I believe your presence here. I believe there's joy in my soul. Lord, let me bring the flesh under subjection tonight first, but Lord, every day, every minute, and yield to your word. Don't let my testimony ever be negative. Don't let me witness like a defeated Christian. Let me show the world the victory that there is in Christ. That it's greater than anything they've ever experienced. If that's you, when you raise your hands, believe it. Say, Lord, that's mine. That's mine. And then let that spirit on the inside, the one that says hallelujah, just let the lips follow. Give Him over. God gives you the utterance, but you yield yourself to it by forgetting what your flesh got to say about it. Sure, you're tired. Sure, you're worn out. Christians, I live in the same Laodicea you do, but we're not living here no more. We've been translated. We're in a heavenly kingdom. We're walking streets of gold. We got bodies that don't get tired. Hallelujah. We got word bodies that never had a blemish in the first place. And they're right here with us. And one day, we'll take that last mortal step. Bring this body into immortality. Believe it with all your heart. Believe it. Hallelujah. If there's anyone who wants prayer tonight, would you come now in God's presence? Oh, thank you, Lord. Come with the testimony of the Lord that, Father, your word says I'm healed. Your word says I'm delivered. And I come believing that. I don't come bringing my problem. I come bringing the solution.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Father, I pray for my brother's hand. Lord, he believes you with all his heart. Come, Lord, touch him again. Heal him, Lord, and may there be no pain and the scar go away. I believe you, Lord, and you'll do it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lord Jesus, I pray for Wesley tonight. Help him, Lord, to be a good boy. Help him to serve you. Help him, Lord, to see you and know that you're real. Speak to him, I pray. Use him, Lord, mightily. Just help him and bless him by your Spirit. Jesus Christ. Lay hands on my brother according to your word. Say, we lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. In the name of Jesus Christ, pronounce his body healed for the glory of God. Satan, you take your hands off. You have no power. Cast you out, Jesus Christ's name, for the glory of Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Yes, Lord. God have his way. Just love on him now. Just worship him.
Oh, let go and let God have his wonderful way. Let go and let God.
Have your way, Lord, and everyone here. And let go. Just give it to him now. Hallelujah. Give him your sorrow. Give him your pain. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I'm putting the promise before me. I'm believing it with all my heart. I believe it, Lord. I'm going to act like it. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit put joy in my heart.
Your sorrows will.
You just got joy bubbling up. You just got the presence of God taking over your life. Thank you, Lord. Is he worthy of your praise tonight? Is he worthy of your life? Is he worthy of a smile when you're going through hard times for the testimony of Jesus?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, praise
glory.
You, praise you, Jesus.
Thank glory, you, glory, glory.
Yes, you, Father. Yes, Father.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, praise
Brother,
you,
sister,
Jesus.
I understand.
Hallelujah.
I understand the pressures of this
hallelujah,
life.
Jesus.
I understand the temptations
you,
of the
Jesus.
Devil. Of what
praise
it's like,
because
we've come far enough. Where, you
hallelujah,
from,
Jesus.
Drinking, don't worry. You
thank
know,
you,
drinking
Jesus.
Drugs and all this filth of
thank
the world
you.
That's gone. But now the devil's pushed in new things. He's Lord done and made you unsatisfied. He's done made you to where you're never good enough. You're never going to be the Christian. But it's all a bunch of lies.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This church, look, I'm a pastor here. You understand that? But you can't separate a man from his gift. It's just, it goes hand in hand. And many times I'll look and say, God, am I doing what I'm supposed to do?
Sure, amen.
Well, is the church where it's supposed to be? Or, you know, we got people missing. And I think, did I do something wrong? And you might not think that, but the devil used that. And he'll come and he'll beat a minister down. Not just me. I've seen many men. I've seen men crumble under that pressure.
Sure.
Well, what brings me back is, Lord, you sent the word. And I'm only saying what the word said.
Amen.
So I know it's producing the right thing.
Amen.
And And that's what gives me peace. That's what gives me joy, is that I believe there's still going to be souls. I don't care if there's one standing here. That person's going to be in the real word.
Amen.
Amen. And you better say, it's going to be me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If everyone backslides, I don't care. If there ain't a preacher to listen to, it doesn't matter. I still believe it, Lord.
Amen.
And I don't care if the church walks out. I'm not getting sad.
Amen.
I'm going to walk with a smile.
Yes, Jesus.
I don't care if they write a bill that says if you pray, you die. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to let them watch me pray like Daniel did and say, try to kill me.
Amen.
When all of my other friends, and they might be in the message, they might not, but they begin to worship that idol, the beast and the image to the beast.
Sure.
And you're looking around and you only got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're the only ones standing.
Right.
You going to be able to have a smile?
Come on.
Said, I thought they were going to burn us up. They ain't burning us up. What'd they do? They walked up to the king and says, look, king, I understand. You could burn us up, but you're not going to. Because God will deliver us.
Amen.
If you love me, you'd rejoice.
Amen.
Why? Because they had so much faith that they knew when they walked in that fire, it's just going to be a glorious testimony when
Amen.
We get out of it. I don't care what fire you're going through. Get happy with the heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's a fourth man still there with you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he's the same man that was in the fiery furnace, the same man in the lion's den, the same man that came in a prophet, and the same man that spoke to you tonight.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord.
Oh, I love you. Praise
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I challenge you tonight with all my heart. Don't leave here with a physical ailment of any sort. Don't leave here with a spiritual ailment of any sort.
No way.
It's done. It's settled. Christ paid for it, and we're beneficiaries today.
Right now. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's time to think about where we're going. What will it be when we get over the other side?
What will it
oh,
be
yes.
when we get over yonder?
Yes, Lord.
And join the throng upon the glassy sea. Yeah, we'll join our love.
They'll be there.
Just
make you so happy. Yes, Lord.
What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea? We'll join our loved ones and crown Christ forever.
Let's give him a hand clap and praise again tonight. Thank you, Lord.